Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Now a part of the Sirius XM channel 141 HUR Voices family. I am your host, James Lewis III. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I have a very special guest today in the booth with me, one of my good friends, someone that I really truly respect as an artist and as a friend, but most importantly as a human being. I have Joy T. Barnum, Bermuda Idol finalist, former Aeolian at the Oakwood University. I know we're on Howard's radio station, and I'm not really supposed to shout out other groups above, but I said on this show all the time, like, there's nobody that's bleeping with the Aeolians, man. I don't care if it's Fisk, I don't care if it's Howard, I don't care if it's Hampton. We don't have a band, but if it's a choir sing off, we're going to win. Like, it's not going to be competitive at all. So
I just love that Max Jason Ferdinand put us like in the forefront by hanging out with Jacob Collier.
Right,
and I got to watch that. What is it? The All Night Long video, and go, I used to sit in that room. Like, right. that's what true. I got. I looked point. At the Aeolian singing house. I used to sing in that room.
That is. A
it just made me so happy.
Very, very good point. But just catching up with you, Joy, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm great.
How are you feeling?
Great.
Are you enjoying? You've had a chance to kind of sit in and talk with me and see the show and see everything that we do. How do you feel about the show?
I like it.
All of those things. That's awesome. I said, as we get started, I said that I was not going to ask you about politics. That was the first thing that you said no politics. So you know me.
Right.
I'm going to do exact opposite of what I said. So I'm going to ask you about politics, but in a nonpartisan way. So
the one thing I want to say before you say it. I don't discuss politics, but I do discuss humanity.
All right.
And humanity encompasses all of that. So let it rip.
So we're not going to get it. I don't talk about politics in a partisan fashion.
Good,
on this show. Every week, I do a couple of segments on politics because it's an important issue, because I work in healthcare.
Yeah.
I just want people to get educated. And my philosophy is your vote is your vote.
Yeah.
So if you want to vote for Trump, if you want to vote for Kamala Harris, if you want to vote for RFK Jr., if you want to vote for Mickey Mouse, whoever you want to vote for is your business.
Right.
As long as you're educated and you understand the issues, I tell people, don't be duped by someone else. Don't let somebody else get you on their agenda. Educate yourself. And so I've been talking on this show as we get started, as we go in. I've been talking on this show for weeks. I'm like, there are a lot of black men that are voting for Trump.
I know.
And a lot of people don't want me to say that. I get DMs. They're like,
true.
How can you say that, James? You should be encouraging people to vote. Other, I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not voting for Trump, but I have a lot of friends that are voting for Trump.
Are.
And there are reasons why they're voting for Trump. I'm going to speak on some of them.
Okay.
A lot of them stem from, I have friends that are fortunately in a financial circle where it's in their benefit from a tax perspective or a business perspective. But I also have friends, they just don't agree with some of Kamala Harris's policies in the Biden administration. They don't agree with those policies.
Are they actually discussing policies?
I have friends in my circle of friends, people are discussing policies.
No, I mean, are the two candidates discussing policies? Because I hear them just slinging mud at each other. I don't know that they're actually discussing policies.
I think that there are more policies being discussed, and I always preface this before I get started. This is a Kamala Harris house. This is Howard University.
Okay.
Kamala went to Howard University.
That's
so
excellent.
I'm definitely not going to badmouth her on Howard's platform. And I'm generally a fan of hers. I feel like there's more of a legitimate discussion coming from her camp, but there is also dodging from that camp.
Yes.
I think we all know that President Trump, that's not his modus operandi. He's not here to have a legitimate discourse. He's here to say they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. He's here for those type of things. That's his base.
Have your fried chicken relate to me, I'm a felon.
Right. That's his base. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants to do. That's what he feels is strategic in getting elected. But the reason I wanted to talk to you about it, mm-hmm. there are several issues. A, what does it mean to you having – well, let me rephrase that. Do you believe that there is a disconnect in men perhaps voting for a woman, especially a woman of color? Because we went through this with Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. who – we all thought that Hillary was going to win. She thought she was going to win. She stopped campaigning the last couple of weeks. She was just in cruise control. And then the Trump base, the tiki torchers came out and voted Trump in. Do we feel like we're in the same situation here? Or are there just men, African-American men in particular, that will not vote for a woman, that just don't support women?
Yeah, the misogyny because of the is real.
Misogyny and patriarchy.
Okay. I'm into it. I want to really... posit to people, Bermuda does not, we can't vote in y'all's elections, right. et cetera, et cetera. I've already told you where I was born, so
you're
I can.
You're an American citizen.
Yeah, I've already told you where I was born,
you get
so
an absentee
I can.
Ballot.
I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this, and I want to say it so that it's on record. I registered to vote my freshman year.
All right. When you were at Oakwood.
Mm-hmm. 4 years later,
so
it was
like
time to
10,
vote.
12 years ago.
Are you? Yeah, exactly. Right. So are you ready for this? Because 4 years later... it was time to vote. And I stayed at school instead of coming home to work to make, you know,
I
make
mean,
money
awesome.
For whatever. I stayed at school so that I could vote.
That's
I
awesome.
I wanted to do that. I sat in that municipal
office.
How
did that work for you?
I sat in that municipal office like many, many other people of my skin color. Many, right. many, but not in the same age bracket.
Right.
Because it was posited to us as a older person problem. But I waited the whole entire day and they were closing up the shop and I'm like, yo, I haven't voted yet. And they're like, you're not registered. So what I want to say.
So you're a disenfranchised person.
Yes. What I want to say is people don't pay enough attention to the primaries. If you do
Good
not
point.
Vote somebody in your constituency right. who has your wellness at hand, who cares about your family, your kids, your school, shootings in schools, all of that things. If you don't vote for that person, you cannot then come for the fourth year
right.
and then be like, well, we lost our rights under you.
Right.
Yes, but that's not how it works. And you know that's not how it works. So if you vote in a certain side in the preliminaries, it doesn't matter who won. They don't run things.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
So when you're like, oh, I'm going to do this. Are you? How are you going to do that?
Right.
You haven't voted the correct people in to follow what you want. They're just going to block it.
So basically you're saying that there are layers and levels to this.
So
and if you
want
to participate, you need to participate in all of the
fully
layers and
the holy.
You can't like, just show up every 4 years.
You can't show up every 4 years. You got to show up
that
in between. You got to show up for your. Yeah. So I learned.
And how many of us know who our local council
exactly.
person is or our alderman? I don't have any idea who.
So we had
is,
that right. at home. We had right. like our by-election.
Right.
So we have it at home. We have two parties as well, which I think is just wild. The us versus them theory.
I thought that
I just
Bermuda
wasn't stop.
Monarchy.
We're not. So. We are British independent territory.
Okay.
We're a British overseas independent territory.
So kind of like Puerto Rico for the United States.
Yes, only the right. Queen's never going to come throw toilet paper at us.
Right.
What she does is she comes and she takes pictures.
Got it.
And then she goes home. And I sing the anthem. I sing the U.S. anthem at the U.S. consulate. And then I sing the British anthem at the U.S. consulate on the 4th of July. And so I get to go from opera to like my best. What parts did I love about Whitney Houston's performance? How can I make it my own?
Awesome.
Kind of thing. You know, I get to do that and I get to sing both of them at the same time. So I don't have to choose. And that makes me very happy. But I will say that at one point in time, I did attempt to choose. And I was just like the people who said, so-and-so stole my vote. This happened. That person, I wasn't allowed to vote. I was one of those people who was not allowed to vote.
What is the biggest issue in this election?
The biggest issue?
Is it the economy? Is it the economy? Is it Project 2025? Is it women's reproductive rights? There's no wrong answer. What's
I know
the big
there's
issue,
no wrong
biggest answer. Issue to you?
The biggest issue to me is murdering while pretending you're against murdering.
All right. That? I think I know the direction you're going with
no,
that.
No,
oh, okay.
You, no, you
just,
don't.
I just want to make sure.
And I know that that's where people would, but. I don't understand how you put somebody in front of a system and you tell them you're going to pay your time, and this is, it's not reformative, it's punitive. That's one. Two, we just recently had this gentleman be murdered by the state that he was in, and he was not issued a pardon, even though people came up and said, yeah, I lied.
Right. So you're talking about capital punishment.
So
you're against capital punishment.
1,000%.
I thought you were going Israel Gaza.
I know, but I'm never going to do that.
Off the air, I'm
never
going to
do that.
I was going to cut to a break.
I'm never going to do that.
I don't want to.
I don't want to alienate any of my friends.
No, I mean that's in well, so all great points, and we have to be able to talk about Israel's policies in Gaza. It doesn't mean if you disagree with a policy from Israel, doesn't mean that you hate Jewish people.
Well, my Jewish friends and I get together and we have conversations.
If you disagree with Barack Obama, doesn't mean that you hate African Americans. I just don't talk about it because it's not something. It's kind of that argument that's a circular argument that's unwinnable. So it's just you're always going to, even if you win, you lose because you've made.
It's unwinnable if you already have your, and most people already have. Like, I did read something about if you had dissenting thoughts before October 7th and the day after October 7th, your ideas are still the same no matter what you've witnessed.
They would still be the same. So then, absolutely.
So no matter what you've witnessed, no matter how many horrible things you see, you're going to believe the exact same thing. So why have that conversation?
And I will say, and I'm not uncomfortable saying this, I don't condone or support terrorism in any shape or form, but I don't condone or support colonization and apartheid in any shape or form either.
I don't support the gaslighting that it takes to tell somebody who is being abused that they're a terrorist.
Yeah,
I'll never support that.
And that's
ever.
That's a fair
reason,
statement, and I'm comfortable.
I'm not cool with any
having that discussion. But when it comes to capital punishment, you feel like that's the biggest issue for you. So as we
I believe,
we cut to the break,
I believe that women are being punished. I fully 1,000% believe that the desire to have like a thriving lower economy by forcing birth is a wild madness.
Okay. Those are your issues.
Those are my
capital
two issues.
Punishment and women's reproductive and rights. Being in healthcare,
human's reproductive rights. Saying it's women takes men out of the equation, and they were all born from women. So I don't understand how the specific people can be hateful to be like, hey, yeah, if you die in a parking lot, no biggie, as long as we don't kill anybody, but don't take away my guns. Oh, there was another school shooting in the schools. Let's arm teachers with guns and teach you how to hide underneath your thing. Hey, did you get essayed today? Maybe it was what you were wearing, and maybe you shouldn't walk. Why don't we ever talk about the actual issue?
No, I think that's fair, and I'm glad this was a very mature discussion. So I just wanted to get a little bit out of you. I don't want to. We're gonna cut to. We're gonna talk about your
excellent
music career and talk about health and all of these.
I just love
other
humanity,
phenomenal
and
things.
I want us to be kinder to each
other. But I appreciate it. Thank you for not talking politics with me.
No problem.
We'll be back for the Lance J Radio Network.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we're the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.